from Elizabeth Caruso, elizabethknightleycaruso@gmail.com, to Alvina Knightley, alvinaknightley69@hotmail.com. Date 24th of August 2015 at 8:01. Subject, visit. Alvi, darling, please stop ignoring me. I know you received my last two emails because I put that recipient tracker thing on, so you can stop pretending. Despite being at risk of repeating myself, I would like to invite you yet again to come and stay with us at our villa in Taormina. You would love it here. 16th century original features, the smell of frangipani in the air, the sun shines every single day, there's a pool to die for. We're around the corner from the ancient Greek amphitheatre, which frames Mount Etna to the west, and the shimmering Mediterranean to the east. Even if you can only manage a week. I know you're a slave to that ghastly job. It would be wonderful to see you. I can't believe you haven't met Ernie yet. He's getting bigger each day and is the spit of his Auntie Alvina. But seriously, I need you. I'm begging you. Come. It's been 2 years. There's something I need to ask you and I can't do it by email. Beth. Kiss. P.S. I know what you're thinking. And no, it isn't still awkward. Ambrogio and I have forgotten all about it, even if you haven't, so stop being a mule and come to Sicily. P.P.S. How much do you weigh at the moment? Are you still 9 stone 5? A size 10? I can't lose the baby weight and it's driving me insane. Fucking hell, she is intolerable. The smell of frangipani in the air, blah, blah, blah. The ancient Greek amphitheatre, blah, blah, blah. The shimmering Mediterranean, blah, blah, fucking blah. She sounds like that presenter on A Place in the Sun. Alvina Knightley seeks a pied à terre in the stunning coastal region of eastern Sicily. Not that I would ever watch that kind of thing. I'm definitely not going. It sounds boring, old-fashioned. I don't trust volcanoes. I cannot stand that kind of heat. Sticky, sweaty. My English skin would burn in 2 seconds. I'm as pale as an Eskimo. Don't say Eskimo. I can just hear her now. They don't like that name. It's not politically correct. Say Inuit instead. I scan my bedroom. Empty vodka bottles, a Channing Tatum poster, photos on a pinboard of friends I never see, clothes on the floor, cold mugs of tea, a vibe that would make Tracy Emin's cleaner freak. 3 emails in a week. What's going on? I wonder what she wants to ask me. I suppose I should reply or she'll continue to break my balls. From Alvina Knightley, alvinaknightley69@hotmail.com, to Elizabeth Caruso, elizabethknightleycaruso@gmail.com. Date 24th of August 2015 at 8:08. Subject, re. Visit. Elizabeth, darling, thank you for the invitation. Your villa certainly sounds stunning. Aren't you and Ambrogio and, of course, little Ernie lucky to have such a splendid home in what sounds like the perfect location? Do you remember how, as children, I was the one who loved the water? And now you have the swimming pool. And I have the bath with the blocked-up drain. Isn't life funny? I would, of course, love to see it and meet your gorgeous little cherub, my nephew, but it really is flat out at work at the moment. August is always our busiest month. That's why I've been so tardy in responding. Apologies. Let me know when you're next visiting London. It would be good to catch up. Alvina. No matter how many times I type my name, Alvina, the predictive text always changes it to fucking Albino. Perhaps it knows how pale I am and it's taking the piss. I'm just going to change it by deed poll. Alvina. P.S. Do send my regards to your husband and give Ernesto a kiss from his auntie. Send. Elvis Presley's twin brother was stillborn. Some people have all the luck. I drag myself up and out of bed and step in a pizza I left on the floor. I only ate half of it last night before passing out around 4 a.m. Tomato sauce all over my foot. A piece of salami between my toes. I peel off the meat and shove it in my mouth, wipe the sauce off with a sock. I get dressed in the clothes that I find on the floor, a nylon skirt that doesn't need ironing, a cotton t-shirt that does. I look in the mirror and frown. Ugh. I rub the mascara away from my eyes, apply a slick of purple lipstick, run my fingers through greasy hair. That'll do. I'm late. Again. I go to work. I grab the mail on my way out of the house and rip it open as I trudge down the street, sucking on a Marlboro. Bills, 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 bills. A business card for a minicab company. An advert for takeaway pizza. Final demand, bailiff's notice, urgent action required. Yawn, yawn, more of the same. Does Taylor Swift have to deal with this shit?